Chapter 1. Jake. March 23rd, 1 A.E. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Body tense and heart racing, Jake scoured Zoe's face for any inkling of recognition. He couldn't allow himself to believe she had no memory of him or all they'd been through together. She'd admitted she loved him only hours earlier. Now, she was scared, casting furtive glances around the room at friends and family she clearly didn't remember, including him. In the dying moonlight seeping through the undressed windows, Jake watched her, desperation making it hard for him to breathe. Her eyes. He couldn't tear his gaze away from her teal eyes. Zoe studied the two women in front of her, taking in Chris and Danny before settling her gaze on her brother Jason. Her wide, appraising eyes narrowed, and her chest heaved, like she was frantically trying to remember him. Her gaze lingered a moment longer without a hint of recognition, and then landed on Jake. He could see the confusion and fear warring within their depths, making his heart ache and his conscience cloud with an undeniable guilt. He shouldn't have left her alone on the golf course. Her head tilted slightly as she considered him, and he prayed there was even the slightest nagging familiarity. "Remember," he silently pleaded. But seeing no recognition of him, of them, reflected in her eyes, he knew the Zoe standing in the room, looking at him like he was a complete stranger, was only a shadow of the woman he'd fallen in love with. His grip on the doorframe tightened so hard he thought the wood might detach from the wall. Zoe was terrified, and for the first time since he'd met her, there was nothing he could do to help her. He fought the instinct to go to her, knowing that if he did, he would frighten her more, and then he might risk losing her completely. Unable to stand the tension any longer, unable to bear the feeling of loss and his encroaching devastation, Jake turned and strode out of the suffocating room. Each step provided distance, and the more distance he put between them, the easier it became to breathe. He couldn't get away fast enough. Cooper, his loyal friend through it all husky, trailed behind him, panting and trotting to keep up as Jake made his way down the hall. He needed space, needed air. Continuing toward the kitchen, he hoped the fresh air beyond the sliding glass door would give him a clearer head. But regardless of how quickly he strode through the house, the image of Zoe's fearful eyes remained, permanently projected in his mind, a constant reminder of his failure to protect her. His hands fisted at his sides. He'd known something wasn't right when she said she felt strange outside the colony, and if he'd have just stayed with her instead of leaving her side to help Harper, she might not have run off. She might still be her. With a roar, Jake spun toward the wall. His fist met the hard, textured surface in unbridled anger. His knuckles cracked beneath his skin as they barreled through a layer of drywall, but he barely noticed. Bracing his hands against the wall, he tried to catch his breath, to stop his mind from spinning out of control. They'd already been through so much. Why was this happening? Hearing Danny and Zoe's muted voices in the bedroom down the hall, Jake turned away from the hole his fist had made and continued into the small kitchen, then stopped. With a heavy sigh, he leaned against the formica countertop, not ready to go outside with the others, not ready to answer questions. Almost immediately, Jason came through the doorway behind him. In two steps, he was at the counter, gripping the ledge, and in the dim light pouring through the sliding glass door, Jake could see the hard set of his features.
"I can't blame the colony this time," Jake said. "I knew something was wrong."
Zoe was infuriating and stubborn, but she wasn't stupid. She wouldn't have just run off for no reason. But without her memory,